This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast. It's Friday, January 19th. Mathieu Blazy has been a quiet but powerful force in the fashion industry for years, having worked alongside powerhouse designers like Raph Simons and Phoebe Philo. But in 2021, after being named creative director of Bottega Veneta, Mathieu stepped up into a leadership role on his own. Since then, he's developed a reputation for pushing creative boundaries. In fact, BOF editors named his carnivalesque autumn-winter 2023 collection as our favorite show of the season. Through it all, while Mathieu recognizes the potential of technology in fashion, at Bottega Veneta, he still emphasizes on putting craftsmanship first.
When you make something by hand, it will always have a little mistake, which is not a mistake, which is part of the process. So when you go to the store, you won't find twice the same product.
This week on the BOF podcast, I'm pleased to share this conversation between Mathieu and our editor-at-large Tim Blanks from BOF Voices 2023, where Mathieu opened up about his creative processes and his work at Bottega Veneta. Here's Mathieu Blazy on the BOF podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mathieu, you just told me you really like that show.
Yes.
Why?
The idea at the beginning was very strange. I said to the team, instead of doing 3-4 ideas and repeat them over the show, we're going to make a collection where almost we have 80 looks with 80 different stories. And the idea was to actually not edit at all, but to add. And the idea was a kind of a carnival or, you know, something where a lot of people come from different horizons and they go in the same direction. And I don't know, I like that show because everything came together. It was very risky when we were doing the lineup and where we are. I mean, you would have one dress that looked the opposite of the other one. There was no color card. Everything was a color card. And then there was the samba and then music of the world. And I don't know, it felt very joyful.
Is it kind of counterintuitive for you to add rather than take away?
Yes, I'm not very good at editing in general. I like to explore more and more and more. It's funny, when I spoke to Mr. Pino, when he gave me the key of the house Bottega, I really wanted to add something, not to the fashion system, but maybe to do things in my own way. And it's true that, you know, when you add a lot of characters, you add also layers and stories and also some emotions. You know, you can dig into other characters and...
I think it's very interesting when you look at these collections that you do at Bottega, how personal they are.
Yes.
I think it's quite an intriguing challenge for a designer to make a collection for a house like Bottega, which comes with an awful lot of expectation, to inject yourself into it, like really, like details of what's in your closet from high school.
Yes.
And what your sister was wearing when she
yes.
was a little girl.
Yes.
How you managed to incorporate this into such a sophisticated and complex fashion offering.
Yes. I went home last year to my parents, and then I opened the closet where you have all the kids' wear. And then I was looking at those clothes, and I thought they were very interesting because they were produced in a time where we were producing less. Somehow they were better made. But also because they were supposed to last longer, they were also full of details. The labels were very interesting. The colors, the way it was stitched. I don't know, there was something that was very interesting in the making itself. And then, of course, those clothes, they have stories that was personal or to my brother or my sister. And it's true that at Bottega, it's not that we want to produce less. We want for the clothes to last longer. And I think it was interesting to combine both, which is looking at the way garments were produced back in the days, but also the idea that things can come with a story. So, you know, I hope that if someone purchases, I don't know, a shirt, a bag, whatever it is at Bottega, that there is also the idea that you can also give it to someone else and that you can create a story with that piece. About personal, it's true, the way I work with the team is quite emotional. So it's, I challenge myself. The team also come with a lot of ideas and they challenge me. But at the end of the day, I try to also be very sincere in what we propose. And in that matter, if it doesn't touch me, I'd rather not put it in the show. I want to have a connection with what we propose.
Now, I feel that the stories that you're telling with Bottega Veneta are very much the antithesis of what we've been hearing, what we will be hearing later on. You know, the rise of technology in fashion.
Si. Yes.
And the importance of technology. The emphasis at Bottega is on craft.
Yes.
And is on the hand.
Yes.
And, you know, this talk is called Fashion Alchemy because it really is, I think the most powerful thing about fashion for me is that it is contemporary alchemy, that
yes.
it takes base materials and turns it into what the alchemists, you know, the gold, the idea of gold. And it does that through craft.
Mm-hmm.
So, and craft has always been critical to you. I think
yes.
of the things you did for Maison Margiela when you worked there, that was still some of the most exquisitely strange hybrid clothing I have ever seen. I mean, kind of haunts me in my dreams. It looks like, yeah, do that again. We talked about Frankenstein.
Yes.
And here's Frankenstein in fashion in
yes.
a way, using craft to transform things. Sometimes it's ugly. And sometimes it's gloriously beautiful.
Yes.
So the importance of craft for you.
I mean, I've always been interested in craft in general, even before I knew fashion exists. You know, the idea of making, you know, stuff in the woods with your brother and sister, just the idea of making with your hands. When I arrived at Margiela, I took my office out of the studio and I put it inside the atelier. And it was nice because it was not just me thinking on my own and then give it back to the people that were making. We were actually making together. Another thing that I like a lot at Margiela was the idea of juxtaposition. So you have an idea, It's an idea that everyone knows. You have two ideas, you juxtapose them, you create something new. About technology, it's something that, you know, I'm from the generation where we used to see everything produced by Nike and everything is glued. And, you know, we have this constant obsession of like, what's new, what technology is going to bring on the table. And I got a little bit bored of this way of thinking. It's not because it's produced by a machine that it looks new. So at Bottega, who has a wonderful history of craft, I basically went back to the roots of making. When you make something by hand, it will always have a little mistake, which is not a mistake, which is part of the process. For example, there is one bag, we do it, and then another artisan do it, they will never look the same. So in 99% of the company, this would be a discarded product. At Bottega, I want to celebrate this. So when you go to the store, you won't find twice the same product. So you have the idea of a series, of course, but it's never the same. One artisan cannot finish the work of another artisan.
And can the something handmade then represent, you mentioned new and the sort of tyranny of the new, but can something handmade represent something new just because it is always different?
Of course. The thing of craft, it's a debate we have a lot with the team, but also with the artisans. It's a timeless technology. And I like the idea that sometimes we need to use technology to support the craft, but it cannot come all from the machine, especially at Bottega Veneta. I would work for Nike, I would have a completely different approach, or maybe I, you know. But in the case of Bottega, it was important, for example, when we did the leather denim, it's stitched by machine, but then the skins are selected by hand. There was a lot of question about what kind of leather can we use to mimic denim? Is it a Napa? Is it Nubuck? We all sit at the same table. And then the printing process is a technological process. But at the end of the day, the product is still very artisanal. It's not something we can mass produce at all.
I have to ask you about that because it really was one of the most intriguing things I saw in fashion in the last few years, that Mathieu did an Oxford shirt and a pair of jeans and a few other items that looked like an Oxford shirt and a pair of jeans, kind of felt like an Oxford shirt and a pair of jeans, but they were actually made from leather. And it was the most incredible trompe-l'œil thing.
Yes.
But at the same time, when it looked like an Oxford shirt and a pair of jeans, quite ordinary,
yeah,
quite banal.
Very banal.
Very banal.
Boring.
But just that's ordinary. Boring. Yeah. The whole idea of making them in leather with only the person wearing them,
yes,
knew that they were made from leather. Otherwise, you looked, oh, there's a person in a boring Oxford shirt and jeans.
Yes.
What was the impulse? What was the creative impulse behind that?
I was starting at Bottega Veneta, and then I watched the movie Closer. And then the last scene, you have Natalie Portman who walks in the street and she's wearing this denim and a tank top. So it's actually quite a boring outfit. But very, at the same time, it's very universal. And she has a confidence, and I thought, wow, she looks sublime. Everyone looks at her, women included. She's strong. And then I was very interested by this idea of boring clothes for every day. But, you know, every fashion company produces denim. And I was wondering, how can we, with the craft we have at Bottega, how can we push the making so it really becomes something precious, luxurious, but we don't change the look. Because obviously what I like about denim is also what it means socially in our environment. And then there was something that I kind of like, because obviously it looked like cotton, but when you touch it, or you're getting touch, which is quite perverse as well, which is quite nice.
Can I touch you?
It's cotton.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. But you can touch me later.
And maybe I already have.
The whole idea that we can make something for the everyday where only the person that wear it knows that it's wearing something very, very special. Not just consider the image of a product, but also the way it feels. This I thought was interesting.
Because that is actually the principle of alchemy.
Yes.
Is the transformation of the self.
Exactly.
You know, the transformation of the alchemist, that was actually what the alchemist's aim was. So that particular Oxford shirt and jeans look is about transformation.
Yes.
It's a weird kind of Frankenstein moment.
Yes. Yes, it's, you know...
And perverse.
Yes, as well. But the power of fashion, I think, is that you can become whatever you want to be. For example, I used to have boots when I was a kid and I was always turning them down, like puss in boots, you know, the... And then suddenly, in my mind, I was really becoming this. I was transforming myself into this kind of a fictional character. If I would put a little na-na-na, I was becoming Tom Sawyer. And with the clothes we develop, I hope that when people wear a piece that they appreciate, they can somehow become another person or what they want to be, like try to evolve into another character.
Because lately, from that beginning at Bottega, where you did this trompe l'oeil, which was the transformation of banality, there's a real extravagance now in the clothes.
Yes.
There's a real complexity, and you're telling a global story. You're picked, like at Margiela, you used to choose from different centuries,
yes,
almost, different eras, different, make these hybrid things. You're traveling the world now. It's like craft is universal.
Yes. There is this question of cultural appropriation, which is a very relevant question, and I think it demands an answer, you know. And we were talking about it with the team, and I was like, how we can borrow, how we can represent something that feels universal without tapping directly in something that would be produced in, you know, with the cultural knowledge in Mexico or in, I don't know, Jakarta, enfin, places from around the world. And then I thought maybe it was interesting to attack the problem differently and try to make something very that feels universal. So what we did is that we looked at several countries, several, they call it costume, I don't like the word costume, but like traditional costume, or Brittany, Russia, South America, Southeast Asia. And basically what we did is that we tried to blend those information to somehow create a kind of new culture. But I still wanted to represent the idea of something that feels universal, but also from other parts of the world. It's something that now we are exploring and that I want to, of course, continue to exploring.
You're making this under the umbrella of luxury. So is this a way of making luxury relevant? You know, when you're quoting from so many other things, humble and quite extravagant.
Yes.
Is this consciously a way to make an idea, the idea of a brand like Bottega, more relevant to more people?
I don't know. I found Bottega relevant in any case. I'm not talking about what I do there. I talk not even as a brand, but maybe as a house. The way the products are made, the culture of the company when it comes to artisan, when it comes to, you know, it's a Bottega, so the fact that the masters, we are making a school now where the masters are also going to pass their knowledge to younger generation. You know, when I started at Bottega, I said also to the team, I think maybe we can root it back in Italy first. So we did an Italian trilogy. But what's interesting about Bottega is that it's also a company that comes from Venice, which is a carrefour of influence from north to west, east to south. And then comes the global discussion. So now we are a global brand and we need to talk to the world. So our customers are in Korea, they are in US, everywhere in the world. And I think there is fundamentally, I want them also to find something that could look like them, where they also recognize themselves in a story that is not just Italian. So I think it's interesting to have this. You know, sometimes people will say it's too much information. I think sometimes too much is not enough. I think we have to push those limits and those boundaries.
But I also love the idea that working with a team so closely that you challenge them to make impossible things.
Yes.
And I think that's another thing I would take away from the alchemy, you as an alchemist, is you're also this master of the impossible. And that seems to be a very conscious thing for you.
Yes. You know, it's very easy to make an embroidered dress. What's not easy is to integrate the technique within the material itself. So, for example, I'm not adding a paillette on a silk dress. I'm trying to have the paillette immediately already made in the fabric. And there is nothing I love more than asking something to the team, and here it's not possible. If I hear it's not possible, then it's going to be a great adventure. And then I'm going to push more.
Thank you very much, Mathieu. I can't wait to see. This is like a book. Every collection is a chapter.
Yes.
And you're writing a really ravishing book there.
Thank you so much, Tim. Thank you. Thank you.
The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark and Eric Bria in the BOF studio team.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.